I have always believed that the future stability and happiness of our nation depends entirely on the readiness of all parties to work for reconciliation. During the years that I spent under house arrest, many parts of the world have undergone almost unbelievable change. And all changes for the better were brought about through dialogue. So dialogue has been undoubtedly the key to a happy resolution of long festering problems. Once bitter enemies in South Africa are now working together for the betterment of their people. Why can't we look forward to a similar process? We have to choose between dialogue or utter devastation. I would like to believe that the human instinct for survival alone, if nothing else, would eventually lead us to prefer dialogue.